And if you don't think it's the consistency of it is thick enough, why add more meal? Or if it gets too thick, why
add more water? Well, what do you eat it with? Do you just pour milk on it or eat it with sugar?
Sweet milk. Put butter on top or either eat it with sweet milk.
Okay. Well, which way do you think is better?
I like it with butter on top and drink my milk with it, but lots of people like it just in the milk. Similar to grits.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm going to try some of that. Let's see now. What's something that's made out of cornmeal that's about a little thing about that big around, and you drop it in deep fat, and people eat them with fish sometimes?
Hush puppies.
Okay. Do you ever make those?
I have. I don't make it very often.
Well, do you put onions in them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, what's another little ball of cornmeal stuff that's cooked with a ham hock, boiled with a ham hock, maybe?
That must be cornmeal dumplings, but I've never made any of that.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I've never eaten any cooked in the ashes of a fire.
Have you, Miss?
How was that?
Cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire.
Oh, I've eaten it where it's cooked in an oven and put fire on top and have it on the bottom.
Well, what did you call that?
Cornbread. Corn pone.
Corn pone?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. It's been so long.
I've never seen any of them cooked in the ashes, I don't think.
No, I've just seen it cooked in ovens and put fire coals on top and on the bottom. Uh-huh. That's all.
And you call that corn pone then? Okay. Now, let's see. I already know what the answer to this one is because you've been telling me about it, but I'll ask you anyway. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl?
Grits.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves made of white flour?
Bread in molds that's made of white flour.
I'm sorry, in loaves.
Oh, loaf bread?
Uh-huh. What do you call a round flat pastry that's about that big and it has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
Donuts?
Okay.
You think donuts?
You don't mean
biscuits?
No. Well, now some people make them at home, you know, with baking powder.
Yes.
Have you ever made them?
Donuts. Uh-huh. Not very much, but I was, my Sunday school class gave a little social, and the lady made some, and they were so delicious, but I didn't get her recipe.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Maybe you should have.
I should have. I could call her, though, if I want to make it, but I think it's kind of tedious to make them, but they were delicious.
I imagine it is. Most of those good things seem to take forever to make. Well, now, what would you call a similar pastry that's made with yeast that's real puffy with a hole in the middle?
Rolls.
Okay. Well, now, if you, let's see, you can, if you made this thing we're talking about that's made at home, it can be called a donut. Now, if you bought the same thing from the store, would you still call it a donut?
Yes.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay.
And flitters, too. You say flitters.
Okay.
But they say pancakes now.
Pancakes instead of that. That's what they used to call them.
Yeah, well, I'm interested in the older.
Well, I'm giving you my grandmother's version of all that.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm after. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Okay.
Or middling.
Okay.
Got some in there now in the smokehouse. That's what we're going to do. Ham, shoulders.
Jeez. Ooh, I bet that's good.
Ham, shoulders, middlings. Backbones and ribs.
From your own hogs?
No, it wasn't my hog, but I bought half of it.
Uh-huh.
They fattened it up here at this barn, and I bought half of it.
Uh-huh. I imagine it's better that way than if you buy it in the grocery store.
I believe it is. It has a better taste when they freeze it at the freezer locker. It seems to take the meat flavor out of it. And has a flat taste. It doesn't taste like ours when it's salted.
Yeah, well, of course, being a city person, I always get mine from the,
market.
I get it out of the market. But every now and then when I'm on these field trips, and I get a chance to have some real country ham or some bacon or something, it really is a treat. And it does taste different, and I think it's a lot better, too.